Games from the Front presents a World War Cthulhu campaign. Jim's gonna be here or not. He said he lost power about 10 minutes ago.
Oh, so convenient.
So you guys find Hugh dangling from a tree.
Is he alive? I urinate on him.
It's up to you whether he lives or dies. I can't tell you to kill him. That would be me overstepping my authority. But
well, if Robert had any friends, maybe he would have some sympathy. But
that's right.
Yeah. But I remember who said Robert didn't have any friends. It wasn't Hugh, GM. Robert's feelings are hurt.
You hurt my fifis.
Both of my fifis.
My fifis.
Oh, dear Lord.
All right. Well, I guess we'll wait for Rex and see Sexy Rexy shows up. Jason and I have well underway with our second fleet play in preparation for Donkey Kong. That's been fun.
Sounds like it's going well, yeah. That's a great game.
It is. I think we'll be ready to go for the...
What are you going to play at Donkey Kong?
Second fleet. We're going to play the campaign.
Campaign?
Yeah, we're just kind of sorting out what pieces and parts we want to include and not overwhelm ourselves, but...
Uh-huh.
He's not getting in until midday Thursday, so we don't have a whole ton of time.
I see.
But should be good. There's a little heart in Skype. What is that for?
It's probably a favorite or something.
Probably. I don't have it.
Oh, I think
I see it on my phone.
I think it's an emoji. Okay. Oh, it sits over my avatar when I click it.
Hmm.
I don't know if you guys can see it, but...
Nope.
Yeah, it's kind of dumb.
Your little icon just did some kind of emoji thing on my phone. Just gave a thumbs up.
There you go.
Hmm.
Yeah, they're trying to do too much with this Skype thing. Just let me talk, guys.
What the hell?
Let's see.
All kinds of shit. Nope. Oh, that's disturbing.
Is it dancing?
It's a dancing hen.
So that's weird, because on my phone, I didn't actually see the image. Like, I saw Ty's thumbs up image. But then when you did the dancing hen, it just said hen dance. You have to use your imagination.
Now it says
rock chick.
Now I see it. I saw that. Wow.
Yeah, I had it minimized, so like this little dancing hen appeared in the bottom right-hand corner of my screen.
Nice.
Rex.
These are spring emojis, I guess, just for Rex. Yeah.
Yes, I have arrived. Sorry about the delay.
No worries. Okay, well, it's been about a month since we've played. Hmm. And you would think with all that, gymnastics season would be over. But it's not. I get to go to Akron next weekend.
Wow.
For regionals.
That's how you know you've made it.
Yeah.
You're going to Akron.
Going to Akron.
Oh, yeah.
I get to drive.
That's just the kind of place that would have a regional gymnastics meet.
Yeah. That's the high point.
I get to drive 6 hours Friday night, go to a gymnastics meet for, let's say, 4 hours on Saturday, and then drive home Saturday night another 6 hours. So I can be home in time for a Sunday morning event at Sunday school. So,
yeah, but your kid's going to change your diapers when you're old. So this is how you're building up that capital.
Good point. Good point.
I was going to be a little more optimistic and go with the, you know, when you're standing there during the gold medal, you know, presentation.
Yep.
I'll be like, I knew that guy. He did all the stuff for his kid. That's what he did.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's focus on the scholarship. Speaking of earning capital, who wants to recap our session from last month in northern Italy?
It has to be Hugh.
Well,
he's not here yet.
He is not here.
Yeah, who's another mysterious reason for not being able to.
Yeah.
he said.
So is he just not digging his character? Like, is that the problem?
It's, Jeff is. Yeah.
Jeff is Jeff.
Now, I can't say. Oh, just came back on, he says. Give me a few minutes and I should be able to log on.
And
you guys doubted
Jeff
him.
It's like the male version. Like, if there can be a flighty male, it is Jeff. Like, you know, if he had long blonde hair, he'd be able to.
It's the group's ditzy blonde.
Exactly. He is, yeah. Well, he is. He's a goof. Well, we could start recapping since Jeff isn't here.
Sure, why not?
I recapped last time.
I don't think I've done it for a while. I'll just read Gersh's notes.
That's the way you do it.
Why don't you paraphrase? Why don't you paraphrase his notes?
Oh, for God, because that's work. Okay, so we land. As we're landing, we notice headlights approaching. We run, as any good paratrooper will do. Mm-hmm. And that's a knock on Jeff since he is actually a paratrooper. for the, and I'm doing air quotes here, for the Canadian Army.
they have planes?
Yeah, sort of. They have inflatable planes.
Their planes are better. They have two wings. Ours only have one.
That's right. It's more efficient. We land. Myself, Robert, and Harry. Who's Harry? That's new Kyle, right?
Yes.
Yeah, that's new Kyle. Yeah. We hear Hugh groaning. So we and we find Enzo has not survived the landing. So we go over to you.
hang on a sec. I got the kid.
$5 to anyone who can remember my old character's name.
Grant.
Oh, wow. I'm surprised. He was so unmourned.
Swept away in the, underworld of London. Yeah.
I don't think anyone even noticed he was gone.
I don't think he was unmourned. Robert mourned him. Robert thought maybe they would have been friends, maybe, one day, if Robert ever had
if he hadn't tried to beat him to death with his zombie arm.
Well, yeah, there was that. See, he was part of that. That was pretty cool. Beat him to death with an arm.
There's a small unmarked star on the wall of N's office.
Yeah.
The wall of heroes.
The wall of heroes, yeah.
What about Gersh's character? We didn't mourn that guy so much either.
Yeah, good point.
I'm back, by the way.
Oh, hey!
I mourned silently.
Hey, you're...
All right, I'm recapping. Hold on. So we hear Hugh groaning in pain, and we find Enzo dead, which caused me to lose some sanity, apparently. I remember that.
Yeah, I know.
We splint Hugh's leg. The voices from the cars, we hear them kind of get out of their car. They're coming closer. They're speaking Italian, surprisingly, since we're in Italy. Why does Enzo just happens to like splat on the ground at that time? I don't remember, but anyway. Okay. Hugh does the leave me, go on bullshit, and we do.
Fuck you guys.
Hey!
Holy cow, he's alive.
Hey, Robert cries. Did I cry? I don't remember. Maybe I did. Might have been drunk.
Sorry to interrupt. I may or may not go offline suddenly because we're having some power issues here.
Of course. Your
character may or may not die.
That's how it is. Yes. So, yeah, we've had two power outages in the last 15 minutes, but this one seems to be back and more solid now, so hopefully that's it.
Yeah, because, you know, snow in Canada is just so fucking hard.
This is an ice storm, you moron.
Oh, ice, yeah.
Ice from the sky.
Yeah, we just started getting ice.
it's Canada's other major export, right?
Yes.
That's right.
Stop whining. Just fix it.
Yeah, the person from Portland that gets, you know, like 60-degree weather year-round and some rain. Ooh.
Now, boys.
Well, when it ice storms here, man, you better watch out.
Well, yeah, but it means the Earth has ended because you don't get ice there.
We do get ice there, and they don't know what maybe. The word they don't understand what salt does, and they don't understand how mild. So it's pretty amazing.
Amazing.
I was actually stuck in my house for like 3 days with like a sheet of ice, and I taped some can openers onto my shoes and walked to the store. So there you go.
That's hilarious.
Duct tape. Engineering for the win.
For the win, yes. Anyway. Please go on with your story about Enzo splattering.
As we run away, we come across a canvas backpack that looks like it was someone was trying to hide it. It's a SOE bag, and Eva comes out and confronts us. we feel each other out, and I guess not in a dirty way. I think Eva's like 50, so. You know, there's the kind of bluster, who are you, bullshit, but, you know, there's some sort of meta-knowledge here since Gersh is playing Eva. We realize we're both part of Network N. We hug, shake hands, not really. So we ask questions about Reggie's bookstore and are able to ascertain that we're both part of Network N. So we decide to team up. Eva tells us a bunch of stuff about the current situation. Her team's been eliminated, I believe. And she's the last one left, so we're a little suspicious about that, but we say, yeah, sure, fine. Coming down the road, Eva really wants to look into this field hospital south of the hilltop we're on. And she also tells us about some checkpoints around Pendio. And I don't know what Buena Pesca is, but
it's
maybe
the other city.
It's one of the other villages, yeah.
Okay. She tells us that one was empty, and that the festival should be over in a couple of days, and it's going on right now. So we are convinced to go check out the hospital first, so we start heading south toward the main road, east of the checkpoint. We walk for a while. I hear wolves. I don't remember that, but okay. All sorts of stuff Robert does that I don't remember. We come upon some artificial lights. There's this farmhouse and barbed wire. We think this is the field hospital. It's south of the road where it splits west of Pendio. And then around this farmhouse, there are a whole bunch of military tents, anti-aircraft guns, planes, essentially a large military base. Eva overhears. It looks like there some sort of contamination protocol in place for the plague. And the barn next to the main house is apparently where the patients are kept. And the Italians apparently have no idea what it's from, and they think it's from their enemies, the Allies, of course. So Andre and Eva go out to kind of reconnoiter, make it to the barn and farmhouse. The barn doors are open. Inside are two military trucks. It's like a garage. There's a tremendous stench when they approach the trucks. There is the sweet, sticky smell of death. That's nice Gershing there. And there's moaning and perhaps some scuffling further within the barn. Inside the trucks, about a dozen dead bodies. They're covered with a tree barkish, deep yellow scale-like covering. They're a day or two old. The scales are hard. If you cut them, the flesh is as soft as warm butter. That's kind of gross. so the this would be the non-scale areas. Like they're hard on the outside and mushy on the inside. And then Andre and Eva skedaddle out of there, and a few soldiers come up and drive away in the truck. And that's where we stopped, I believe.
Okay. Nicely done. So let's consider it about 4 a.m. on August 7th, 1941, and the first hints of daylight approaching are starting to shine, not even shine, but, you know, peek out above the mountains to the north and to the east. And you guys find yourself not too far away from the field hospital, which I'm highlighting there on the map.
Which, if you really cared, you could have carried me to. Just saying.
We didn't know it was there at the time.
Oh, sure.
We think you're there already. Didn't we find... didn't we, like, hear them talking about some prisoner or something? I thought there was...
No.
Whatever. Okay. You guys don't care.
You ordered us to leave.
Yeah, I think we left you guns so you could finish the job.
You didn't want to miss the opportunity to be quote-unquote heroic.
Heroic, that's right. Yeah. Yes.
Go without me, men.
I thought we left him a pistol with one bullet so he could shoot himself before the enemy took him.
That's right.
Maybe he was too cowardly to shoot himself.
A detonator and a 5-pound weight.
You'd like that, wouldn't you?
Sure. I would.
Well, we'll find out Hugh's fate perhaps in a little bit. What would you guys like to do?
Well, after making our escape from the field hospital, we catch everyone up on what we found. I sort of described the condition of the humans. Mm-hmm. I think we actually did that at the end, but I didn't write anything about it. But basically, not natural. I've never seen a disease like this before. What is going on in Buona Pesca? We must find out.
Yeah, that one was the one where it said it was vacant. Right?
Bam, yeah. And that's the direction the truck went, too. The truck went north.
Yeah. Of course.
Is that where they're bringing everyone from? Or?
Yeah, I mean, do you see the marking for the field hospital on the map? That angled orange line that runs kind of up and to the right? That's the direction. That's the road it was headed on.
So they could have been going to Pendio.
Well, I mean, there's the festival as well, right?
Which is ending very shortly.
Yeah. Wasn't there supposed to be some, like, big thing at the end of the festival? Like some play or something?
They've been doing...
There was.
Play. But I thought they'd been doing the play every night.
No. Yeah. But Inn was concerned about what might really be going on, that it was some kind of ritual possibly. Or maybe I'm mixing what Inn said with something I've read. It's just a possibility.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a while since we played, but you guys are generally correct. There's a play that's the part of the focal point of the festival. It's been playing around the different villages, and the last night of its performance was supposed to be a pretty big deal, and has expressed some concerns.
Okay, and just Ty, there wasn't anything we heard about Hugh when we were at this field hospital, right?
Correct. Yeah, the last that you had anything about him was. You heard commotion when they were kind of packing him up in the truck and driving away.
Okay.
Or two trucks, I think it was.
So it's either, to me, like I think Eva and Andre, I'm guessing we've probably gotten everything we can out of the field hospital, we think.
Yeah.
It seems like a pretty hard target anyway. So
I don't think they'd be taking a prisoner to this facility.
Yeah.
He was wounded, though.
He was, but so if I recall correctly, it was like a farmhouse, and this is like the barn. The farmhouse separate from the barn?
I'm not sure we ever actually. I don't know that we ever really got any information that they were actually treating people. It almost looked like maybe they were calling it a field hospital, but really they were just collecting all the bodies. And doing whatever. Yes,
that's certainly all you guys saw, right?
Well, we heard noises, I thought. I thought we heard...
Zombie noises.
Essentially.
You heard people in discomfort and perhaps pain or misery further in the barn.
I don't think it was just dead people.
Yeah, I mean, you would... You're Ava was with you, right? I mean, she would presume that there were patients in there. Further in the barn.
Okay. I was wrong.
Yeah, but the farmhouse was separate, and you did see some military personnel, perhaps some medical personnel. Not many for that time of night, but you did see a couple people heading between the two buildings, the farmhouse and the barn. And then all of the tents and the military equipment, perhaps for some sort of, I don't call it a base necessarily, but like a, you know, lodging for the soldiers.
Yeah. Well, I mean, just from like what we overheard, it doesn't sound like they really know what's going on. So I would say we should head either to Pendio or, Buena Pesca. Kind of since the festival's maybe like 2 days from the end, I'm kind of thinking maybe Pendio. It'd also probably be easier to blend in since we're in our peasant garb.
And I think one of the things was to determine whether this plague was natural or unnatural. And I think we're going on Check. The unnatural course now.
Yep. Yeah.
Shocker.
Yeah, so that would be because wasn't the lake supposed to be cursed, and it's believed that the lake was the source of the ancient curse.
Familiar, yeah.
I think that's earlier up in the notes. But so yeah, I think Pendio and something, you know, see what we can find out about the lake and or origins of the curse or the plague, as it were.
Yeah. Are we going to try to, now that we have a quote-unquote local contact, try to figure out like a place to lay up, like a staging base type place?
I think we asked, didn't Eva say if there was a house or not that she had been using? I thought we'd asked that.
Eva? Oh, she was staying on the hill, that's right.
Yeah, she had hidden her SOE bag, so I'm guessing no.
Yeah. There was some suggestion when you guys met that perhaps her cover had been blown or her local contact had been burned. So she'd been hiding out in the forest.
Well, there we go. I'm voting we go to the Hugh's not here. So who's in command when he's not here?
I'm not actually in command, technically. I just take command because you guys can't be bothered to pull your thumbs out half the time.
Pretty much. We don't. We can just rule by acclamation.
Let Robert do it because he thinks it's so fucking easy.
It is pretty fucking easy, actually.
He is almost insane, though. So
yeah.
There's that.
It may not be the wisest thing, but, you know, Robert feels fully
self-confident. Well, you guys elected a guy just like him then, so.
Really? Yeah.
Ooh. Too soon?
Andre just needs to know who to treat with mild disdain the entire time, so it doesn't really matter. I need...
Hey, Robert's going to make the N network great again, so let's go.
That's great. I'll sign up for that.
Pendio.
Okay.
Yep.
You're going to make your way to Pendio. Give me a sense of which direction or which path you're going to take. Remember, Eva gave you a couple of hints on where some checkpoints are.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps there are some guards there. But you guys are in civilian clothes. You've got papers and things like that. Perhaps that will help. But I need a sense of how you're going to get there. What direction?
It's 4 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Have we seen any other non-military types about? Granted, we are kind of in the middle of nowhere. But
you guys have pretty much kept to the forest and outside of that truck that drove away, really no road traffic from where you guys are right now.
What do you guys think?
Probably stay out of.
Give me a party luck roll. Who's got the lowest luck?
Probably me.
Let's see. I got a 55.
You're way better than me. I'm a 39.
Yeah, 75.
Let's see where Andre's at.
I don't want to be Andre. Don't make Rex roll dice.
I'm sitting at 38.
Of course you are. Yep. You're it.
Here comes.
Don't blow it.
Boom.
Fail.
Sweet.
Didn't fail by a lot. So.
Yeah, but you can't spend luck on luck there, buddy.
That's fine. I wasn't.
Way to go. Way to let me down.
Paying your Visa with your MasterCard.
A truck. You got, I consider that you guys are, you know, you guys are perhaps on the other side of the road here, kind of talking over your plans. And at this point, a truck does drive by heading towards Pendio, actually taking the road to the south. It's gone before you guys can do anything about it.
Okay. Bye, Hugh.
We'll kind of stay in this out of sight along the road, mm-hmm. The road to the south and make our way. What do you guys think?
Yep.
Yeah. Off the road. Do we want to be kind of, let's see if I can ping it, on the north side of that orange line, or do we want to be on the?
Let's be on the north side. We'll walk on the, you know, I'm assuming we'll try and walk so that if someone comes down the road, we have a place to hide, right? But otherwise, try and make it as easy to walk as possible.
Right. But I know from my time here, which of these roads is easier for us to travel by foot?
That's a great
well,
question.
Well, then, which road? Tell
He's
us.
Asking.
I'm asking if I have that knowledge.
Yeah. Sure, you do. You don't. I mean, the forest is starting to, break up along these roads. I mean, meaning it's starting to open up. But as far as travel by foot along the, you know, staying out of sight, probably each one is equally suitable.
Yeah, I just picked the south one.
John, big man,
because it looks bigger. And I'm hoping that we can kind of, by the time we walk over there, mm-hmm. it'll be morning and there'll be other people coming into Pendio that we can kind of blend in with and get through the checkpoint. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. Fair enough.
That's interesting.
You guys pretty much make it along the road without incident over the next, it's not too far, but you're trying to keep secret. Let's call it the next 45 minutes to an hour. And you get to this ridge, and from there, there's a downward slope into the village, and you have a pretty good vantage point. And so you do see the checkpoints from the location from where you are. You can start to make out the outlines of some trucks, perhaps some personnel. You actually are approaching remember I kind of mentioned, or Ava had known, that there were some, basically the town is super crowded, right? And so there are tents and festival goers who have set up tents and camps kind of on the outside of the village, and you're starting to come to that area, which is kind of where I'm clicking now. And right here.
I can't see any of your clicking.
Yeah, I'm not seeing it. No, I'm not seeing any clicking.
Yeah, really.
I'm staring right at the map, too.
So. I saw Rex's when he did, you know.
Yeah.
I see that right there.
What about this blue one?
I saw
red
you.
One?
Yeah.
Is it
yeah,
white?
I changed my color to the same as yours. I should not do that anymore because I was being a dick.
I guess that's layer dependent because I was on the GM layer. I switched it.
Yeah.
So you can see it now.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So the tents and the festival, the overflow festival goers seem to have set up camp here. So you see dozens and dozens of tents. You actually can start to see some of the decorations, you know, the streamers with the triangle colored hanging things, whatever those are called. you know, hanging from different parts of the village. It's not quite daybreak yet. If you were to make a comparison, this checkpoint seems to be a little less, not active, but this is kind of fully staffed with a couple of military trucks. You perhaps see only a small guard tower or guard post here. And then in the distance, a little over a mile away, up on this hill is a mansion, and you can just make out the outline of, you know, a large Italian-style mansion, and just make out the outline of some anti-aircraft guns on the grounds.
Okay.
You could perhaps detect a little bit of activity this early in the village. Perhaps
around 5 a.m.
Yeah, you can hear a couple of vehicles, some vehicles driving, milling about, perhaps working. Really not festival sounds yet this early, but the village is coming to life.
Okay. What do you guys think?
Well, if we keep heading on the road, it looks like we're going to go to a nasty checkpoint. So is there any way we could
We could kind of go along the ridge and come up around and go through the other checkpoint. Or we could try and bypass the checkpoints altogether.
Yeah, like could we just cut through the middle?
Yeah. That's what I'm
saying. Yeah.
Are there kind of where I'm clicking, is this where all the tent villages are?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, then I'd say let's head towards those tent villages and let's try to get lost.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I mean, your sense tells you that, you know, you could try to sneak in, like you're suggesting, or perhaps bluff your way in via the checkpoint. It's kind of up to you.
Is there, do we see some, like, where the tent city is, do we see any kind of patrol? Like, let's sit here on this ridge and watch the checkpoints and watch the tent city for about an hour.
Okay.
And let's just see, like, can we see patrols? Do we think sneaking in would be... Because we don't want to get caught sneaking in, I think.
Yeah, good.
And we do have papers, mm-hmm. so I'm thinking going through the checkpoint won't be that big a deal. I mean, we don't speak Italian that well, but mm-hmm. I guess Eva does a little.
Mm-hmm. So give me a sense of, are you guys in the tent village, or you're observing from...
I think you kind of said we were on a ridge there.
Yeah.
Right, you're and we could see both checkpoints. So I think what, and you know, you guys can overrule me if you want. But I'm thinking we just sit here since it's still pretty early in the morning, and just watch and see if we can tell what you know. And if we're going to try and go in, it seems like if there's a little more movement, we'd be better off.
Yeah. Did we see any sign of that truck? Like when we is it like sitting at the checkpoint or anything like that? Or we have.
No, I mean it was gone. You didn't even get a make of. You're not even sure if it was necessarily a military truck. It was a truck sounding vehicle that kind of got by your attention before you could make out what it was or what it was doing.
Or do you mean the body truck?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, this is the failed luck roll truck.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Andre's truck.
Andre's truck. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you guys, you begin your observation, and you're kind of handing back in the shadows of the edge of the trees, and actually, after a bit of time, you do see a handful of soldiers, perhaps three or four, who start to make their way, this south to northwest direction, you know, from checkpoint to checkpoint, in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
Not literally, but they kind of make their way on foot through the tented area, the tent area, and festival goers are starting to rouse up from sleep, and you know they've got perhaps little campfires going and making breakfast, and they're milling about pretty leisurely, but they do seem to be going from the south to the north. And as they make their way north, it takes several minutes. And then you actually see what appears to be a military truck almost drive literally between the checkpoints. You know, from one to the other, from south to north.
Is there anyone queuing up at either of the checkpoints that we can see? Like people coming in for the festival or?
Yeah, you can actually see at both checkpoints there's maybe one or two, citizens that have seem to be exchanging papers or discussions with guards who are checking them out.
Yeah. Honestly, since we have papers, I'd say we hit a checkpoint.
Are they checking everybody?
So at the checkpoint, they seem to be pretty thorough. For the tent area, it's just the guards walking by. They're not like checking and talking to the people. They're just kind of looking around and making their way through. They're looking, but they're not interviewing or they're not asking for papers or proof or anything like that.
And when you say they're being thorough, are they searching people at checkpoints or?
You observe for a couple minutes. It's more kind of a cursory look at the papers, and then waving them through for the most part.
And yeah, we are, do we like, so we have, I'm assuming we have backpacks and that sort of thing.
Sure. Yeah.
So, what do you guys want to do?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Give me a spot hidden. Everybody who's kind of observing, I guess the four of you. Or five, four of you. Yeah.
Spot hidden.
I get to check it out. That.
Really see. You really see. <Yeah. laughs>
Everybody succeeded. And some of us succeeded more than others.
Yeah. You actually, a little further north of that checkpoint, of the northern mm-hmm. checkpoint, you actually see a handful of guards, let's say four, making their way into the edge of the forest here. Like, so you guys, I was considering a little bit further down here.
Right.
But you're far enough north that you can see into the tents and you can see the checkpoints. And even a little bit further north, you see a handful of guards, let's say four of them. And, Andre, eagle-eyed Andre, even from this distance can tell that they're wearing gas masks.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got their, you know, their rifles are, you know, two of them have rifles slung over their shoulders and the other two are kind of carrying them as if on guard. But they're just walking along and after a couple moments, they disappear into the forest a little bit to the west of, you know, north and west of where you guys are.
Traveling west.
Yeah, they're not heading in your direction, or at least from what you saw.
I'm sorry, I missed that. Was that all the guards or just some of the guards?
That was a new set of guards that you hadn't observed before.
All right.
So, you know, you had the trucks driving between or the truck driving between. You had the guards in the tent area and then another set of guards who kind of, with the gas masks, who kind of disappeared into the forest.
Okay, I got to go AFK real quick and take care of a kid.
Sure.
Okay.
With gas mask on, it would be very hard for somebody to tell who we were.
Yeah? So you're thinking go relieve them of their gas masks?
And potentially other stuff. So.
Sure.
Although I guess if we get blood all over the uniforms, that might be a difficult sell. Harry?
Sorry, my audio is dropping out on me.
What do you think about skulking off in the woods behind those guards we saw and see if we can't ambush them and get their gear and make our way in as we're members of the Italian army?
Yeah, but then we have to speak Italian.
That's a good point.
Harry does, right?
Yeah. Buongiorno.
But, yeah. It seems like a lot of risk for... We're already in clothes that will let us blend in.
That's a good point.
So...
I'd be more interested to see... I'm kind of more interested to see where they're going.
Yeah, we could tail them. I'd be interested to see what they're looking for with gas masks, if it has something to do with the yellow scale stuff. That's also an option. We could always split the party, which is never a bad idea.
it's in the handbook.
I feel like we need... Someone needs to go into Pendio and kind of dig around and find out what's going on. Seems like
that would probably be me, because I speak Italian. So
yeah,
what? I guess theoretically we could just follow the guys who went in the woods and see, like, where they go, what they do, and not actually engage them.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah. So, do we want to split or do we want to stay together?
I mean, I would say not split the party, but I do understand that it would be a good idea to have somebody find out what's going on, get the lay of the land in town, so to speak.
Well, Andre's pretty stealthy. And let me see what
else. He's probably the only one.
Yeah. So I'm willing to go off after the four guys and just see if I can, you know, keep sight of them, figure out what they're doing. Obviously, I won't be able to figure out what they're saying to each other, but I can at least figure out, like, where they went, what they did in general, and follow them back. And then just plan on meeting you guys in Pindio.
How much Italian does Eva have? She is Italian, isn't she?
She should.
Yeah. Yeah, she, if I remember correctly, she's got, she's a 40.
That's not great, but better than nothing. So, because I think
Harry
one of...
is what?
I'm a 71.
Yeah, I forget what fluid is, or fluid. Fluent is, I think it's like 40 or 50.
Okay, so I think we would want to split our speakers up. One goes to follow the guards, and the other goes into town. Maybe Eva would be better for town.
Sneakiness? Do we feel like she's pretty sneaky, Ty?
There we go. I'm back, by the way.
Are you sneaky, Eva?
Am I sneaky?
Yeah.
No. No, okay. I'm not.
You're like a brainy kind of thing.
I'm an old Swiss goat herder nurse.
Yeah. Big ankles, yeah.
So what? Anybody who's got military science?
Burn.
There was a time. If you've got military science, you can give me a roll on that.
What is it?
It might be.
It's other. Hey, look, I have military science.
Yeah.
I even succeeded. No, wait, I'm looking at the wrong one. I was looking at the spot hidden roll.
Yeah.
Nope, fail.
I failed.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think I have it. So.
It would be in the extras. We had to add it in.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not there. So.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't add it.
That's right.
The soldiering part of soldiering was not really Andre's thing.
So. Yeah,
just
part. You're kind of having trouble making out what you might be able to pull off as far as sneaking in. You know, how many people can sneak in? How close can they get? You know,
following the soldiers or sneaking into Pendio or both?
So basically, if you're going to sneak in and not go through the checkpoint, you're basically going to have to make it into and through the tent village, right? The tent area.
Mm-hmm.
And it's such a jumble of it's not organized, right? It's just a bunch of people kind of squatting in the field there, so it's, you're not quite sure, you know, if we go as a big group, is that going to be a problem? Are the soldiers going to turn around at some point and see us? Are we going to be able to get there?
I'm totally on the Pendio thing about checkpoint. I mean, we've got papers.
Yeah,
I mean,
we can just
granted,
go through a checkpoint.
Carrying a bunch of weapons, that's the downside, but we could actually leave those behind, right? And, you know, maybe just stash pistols in hidden places. And
well, do we see them patting people down?
No, they're basically checking papers.
Okay, so we could probably get away with the pistols.
Yeah. I think the question before us is, do we want to send Rex and maybe Eva after the soldiers to find out why they're going off with gas masks?
No. Sure. Let's split up on this one.
Let's split the party.
Well, who's sneakier between me and Eva? Because I think we would want to send either me or Eva.
It's true.
Like in each direction, right? So, but I think you want the sneakier person to go with Rex.
Yeah. What's the sneaking skill?
I got 20. Stealth.
I'm a 30. Yeah, I'm a 30, so it's not good for either, but.
Yeah.
And you speak Italian, right?
But yeah, but Eva probably knows the town better than I do,
so,
also.
So yeah, so Harry and Andre maybe head off toward the soldiers, and then Eva and Robert will head into town.
Yeah.
It's actually a decent splitting up of, you know, if Eva gets in trouble, I can rip people's arms off and be in trouble.
And if I get in trouble, Rex can use his utility vest, right?
Exactly.
And then Harry can be another character that we don't mourn. But we're going to pull 4 out of 4 in Toronto.
All right, so what I picked up was Robert and Eva, we're going to head to town, and Andre and the new guy,
FNG.
Harry.
The new guy.
And FNG. Just call me Mr. FNG.
And the new guy.
We're going to go stake things out. Okay. Hell, I don't know. Let's start with. I didn't even get any dice out. Let's start with Andre and Harry.
Okay.
Last bit of information, just so you know. As you were observing and planning, you perhaps noticed a little bit of a pickup in vehicle traffic on that road to the south. You know, where you saw the truck earlier. And these seem to be commercial or farming trucks. I mean, you maybe see two or three. And they, you know, they pull up at the checkpoint and, you know, the guards check papers and wave them through, it seems. Okay.
And before we separate, let's set a rendezvous point in time. So maybe on the ridge where we are now. You know, maybe, you know, 8 p.m. tonight.
I don't. I think if we get into town, we should probably stay in town.
Okay. So do you want just have Andre?
The play is happening somewhere near the lake, isn't it?
Okay. Yeah, we can set the play as our meetup point.
Yeah, and in fact, I mean, I didn't give you as it's become lighter out. You can actually tell that the town square is here, kind of facing into, like the town square is really perhaps only three-sided and faces into the lake. So that's kind of the center of town. I mean, if you had to put your money on where the play was.
Does Eva know what time the play starts?
She does not. I don't think
she does. 7 o'clock. No, I have no idea. Yeah, no, let's definitely meet at the town square. I don't want to, because otherwise we'll have to do checkpoints again. If, you know, we could probably find a place to stay overnight if we need to without.
Yeah, no, I'm cool. Sounds good.
All right.
Andre and Harry.
Yep. We'll go sneaky, sneaky and see what we can find out.
All right.
All right.
Or sneaky, stumbly, as the case may be.
Well, just let Andre go way in front.
Yep.
Yeah. I'll stay far enough behind so I can barely see him up ahead of me.
Yeah. So, Andre and Harry, give me a sense of what your plan is, what you'd like to do. You know, you last saw those guards disappear a little north and seemed to be heading west. They weren't on that road to the north necessarily, but they were.
Were they closer to us than the road to the north or farther than
the
road to the north?
If you saw them walk into this area here. That's kind of like the edge of the forest. So they were south of that road.
So they are walking into the woods. I was going to say if we could try and parallel them, if we were on a higher, if we were still on this ridge from where we could, you know, kind of roughly parallel their movement if we're at a higher elevation. But it sounds like we won't be able to see them because they'll be in the woods.
Yeah, I mean, you've lost sight of them at this point.
My plan would be to head northwest and keep Harry, you know, 20 feet behind me, see if I can pick them up. And then, depending on what they're doing, bring Harry up to see if he can actually make out what they're saying. Yeah. I mean, potentially, if I can see what they're doing, it might be so obvious that I don't really need to bring him up. But if we get in a situation where we could actually sneak close enough to listen to him, then obviously I'll need him up there. So that was going to be my plan.
Okay.
And once I'm in the woods proper, I'll get my sawed-off shotgun out. So. Just in case I fail this stealth roll.
Okay. You guys kind of make your way northwest. Heading, you know, like, it almost sounds like you're trying to not necessarily match their speed, but anticipate the direction that they're headed. And
right. Okay. Exactly.
Yeah. You guys can give me, you travel for about, let's say 10 minutes through the woods. You're trying to, I imagine, keep quiet. Give me a listen roll.
Whoops.
Each of you.
Here is listen. Oh, no. I'll spend one luck to take care of that problem.
Thank goodness. it's so much easier when you guys pass rolls. Harry isn't quite sure what's going on, but Andre, after, I don't know, perhaps you've taken the lead a little bit, you get a little bit further ahead of Harry, you can hear movement up ahead. Let's call that a little bit further to the north. Your best guess is that you're here multiple figures, multiple people, multiple individuals.
Okay.
Up ahead.
Any discussions? Or, like, can I hear if they're talking to each other?
Give me another listen, Andre. Not you, Harry.
There we go.
Yeah. You hear Italian voices. It's a little bit hard to make out what they're saying.
Does it sound like they are moving as I hear the voices, or do they appear to be stationary?
It sounds like they're walking and talking.
Okay.
They're walking and talking. And what you're hearing are the voices and, you know, the steps on the undergrowth of the forest.
Okay.
Anything that you can make out in Italian is I don't say meaningless, but it's just chatter.
Right.
Hey, do you see anything? And how long do we have to do this? And
any sense of how close they might be to me?
The forest isn't too dense here, so they're probably, your guess is several dozen yards away. I mean, that's a little bit distant. That's why it's a little bit hard to make them out.
Okay. So I kind of gesture Harry to come up and kind of close up with me, and I do the signal for listening, and I kind of point in the direction that I perceive them to be. So
okay, why don't you guys give me a spot hidden roll at this point?
Oh, look at that! We see stuff.
Yeah,
nailed it.
Yeah, and so after a couple of moments and just in between the trees at different points, you make out what you're pretty sure is the same set of four guards. They got their rifles, they got their gas masks, and they are, you know, heading from your right to left, you know, basically east to west, out in front of you, perhaps by about, we'll call it 25, 30 yards.
Okay.
I mean, it's bright enough out, and the trees are not so thick that the light's not coming through. So even though it's a little bit early in the morning, you can still certainly make them out.
I didn't hear anything that you said because my network is.
Oh, you were eaten.
Giving me grief.
You were eaten by a creature. Yeah.
All right. Cool.
You guys
have a good night.
You guys basically see the guards about 30 yards away, and in between the trees as they walk from east to west.
Okay.
And your best guess is you're about here. That's about, I don't know, quarter of a mile or a third of a mile in from the checkpoint area.
Are they walking with purpose, or are they just kind of meandering along?
They're not marching. They are. Give me an idea roll.
What is that? Is that knowledge? No.
Oof.
Intelligence? Is that intelligence that we're rolling?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Thank goodness.
Yeah, I mean, Harry, your best guess is that they're looking for something.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they're not.
I was wondering, are they just on patrol or are they going somewhere? That was kind of what I was.
Yeah, your patrol is of the two is probably closer to what you're thinking.
Okay.
So I'm thinking we should probably kind of parallel them at this point. You know, letting them be maybe, you know, 10 to 15 yards ahead, so we're in their rear quarter, so they're not necessarily going to catch our movement.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Can we tell if they still have their mask on?
Yeah, they do. They do. So you're going to try to follow them?
Yeah, just to see if we can get to a point where maybe they stop, you know, and we creep up to let Harry listen, or if they find something, we can see what they found.
Yeah.
I think actually I'm going to put my shotgun away at this point.
Okay.
So that if they do find us, we can at least take a stab at Harry talking us out of it with looking for a place to take a leak, or, you know.
Yeah.
Our goat's lost, or whatever it
might be. We're looking for your arm. We're looking for your other arm. Where did his arm go?
Exactly.
Yeah. So you figure that, if you're going to try to follow him that way, you can be cautious about it, but I'm going to have you, I'd like to have you make a stealth roll with two bonus die. So it's up to you if you both want to do it, or if one of you want to stay behind. I don't know how your stealth.
My stealth's really good, but I don't remember what the whole bonus die thing is. So,
it's like
do I hit the gray?
Yeah, but bonus. Counts the same, but bonus.
Best t-shirt idea ever.
That was pretty good. Let me hit one of these buttons here. Not that one. If you hit the gray button.
It'll give you the little chart.
Yeah.
Got it.
Oh, chart. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
It's like your bonus means you get to re-roll your tens die multiple times.
Yeah.
Basically.
One.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Failed all the way around.
Damn.
All right. Here's mine.
Pretty good. You even failed the.
Crushed.
I'm trying to interpret, wow.
So much success?
Wow, Harry. No, I'm still stunned by Harry's role.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
it's a cavalcade of failure.
You're not a total slouch at stealth either, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, how does that work? How does he get a 58, 61, and a 41?
Yeah. So I guess the way I'm reading that is that the first roll was it's a 58. Then you rolled a 6, and then you rolled a 4.
But where'd the 1 come from?
Yeah, I don't know. It's a good question.
Okay. But either way, his best roll would be 48 then.
Yeah. All right. Harry. Harry, make a luck roll. All right. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Cut it close.
Okay.
That feeling is the skin on your teeth.
Yeah. Harry, initially you have trouble keeping up with Andre and maintaining your silence or your pursuit of the guards, your quiet pursuit of the guards, and in doing so, you've not only lost track of the guards, you've lost track of Andre, and so you're a little bit lost right now. Okay, you don't think you've alerted anybody? That's what the luck roll is for, but you've lost your quarry. Andre, you follow the guards for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say a couple moments, and you think you're doing a pretty good job of it. But not too long after you start doing so, they basically stop and turn around and start heading back the other direction.
I freeze.
You freeze. And at this point, you realize that Harry isn't with you any longer.
Andre takes a moment, tries to actually remember who Harry is, and met him.
But then you hear a faint, that was their agreed upon signal, right?
Andre sighs.
And Andre, give me an idea roll.
Do I have to roll to switch sides, or can I just, like, that should be a player decision, I think. All right. Look at that!
You don't think that the guards are heading back directly where you think Harry, you last saw Harry, but they are headed in that direction. Like, you don't know where Harry is, but the last place you saw it, the guards are heading back, and if Harry is where you last saw him, then Harry might be in trouble. Or not.
We'll see how Harry talks his way out of this. So I'm just going to keep following them at this point. I mean, if I run up guns blazing, I have a double barrel shotgun, so that's best case scenario, two guys down. Mm-hmm. And we're shooting, which might be good for everybody else because the guards will all run in the woods to find out what's going on, and everybody else walks into Pindio. So I'm putting the best face on this if it goes south. But right now I'm just going to keep following along and see what happens if they stumble across Harry.
Got it. Okay, Harry, you don't know what's going on. What would you like to do? You've lost Andre, you've lost track of the guards, you're kind of in the middle of the forest.
Do I even know what direction we were going? So
yeah,
backtrack, I could start just backtracking.
Yeah, I mean, you have a sense enough to know what direction you were headed. You're not like lost directionally, you've lost track of what you're trying to do. So see if you could catch up, and head in that direction where the guards were headed and where you think Andre was going. You could stay where you are.
I guess I'll probably do that, so because the odds would be good that if they are coming back towards me, that Andre would be ahead of them. So I'm just going to keep going in the direction that I was going.
Okay. Give me a listen roll. Yes. You hear several figures approaching. Your sense is that they're coming towards you rather than away from you.
So I'm going to try and not go back the way I came, but go perpendicular to where the voices are coming from to try and get out of their path.
Okay. Okay. So, you could basically kind of sneak south, head south a little bit, and get out of their way. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
You said perpendicular. Okay. And after a couple moments, you hear, perhaps even see the guards pass. They are definitely headed the other direction back to the village.
Okay.
And after a couple moments, even Andre is nearby. You've reconnected with Andre.
Okay, good. Crisis averted.
Crisis averted. All right. So your best sense is that the guards are headed back to the village. What would you guys like to do?
I would say kind of head back to where we started from and try to make our way into the village and join up with everybody else.
Yeah, the group. Okay. All right. Robert and Eva, you guys saw your partners, your colleagues leave to the north.
Mm-hmm.
And what would you guys like to do?
Go ahead, Eva.
I was going to say, aren't we going to go into echo from something? Aren't we going to go into the checkpoint?
Which one? The north one or the south one?
Well, the north one was less guarded. Which one's getting more foot traffic though?
Down to the southern one.
Then I'd say let's probably go to that one because even though there's more guards, they're probably trying to rush through the crowd, you know?
Yeah, well, and we saw the guards leaving kind of closer to the north one, so we wouldn't want to run into guards while we're, like, popping back on the road.
Yeah.
So I would say let's head south to the main road, get on the road, and then walk toward the checkpoint in the south.
Yeah, and let's mix ourselves right in with the crowd and and go there.
Okay. Yeah.
I want to say close to him, though, because he doesn't speak Italiano.
I'm going to, you know, and this is not going to be a stretch for Robert, I'm going to, like, play dumb. And I'll tell Eva this. I'm going to, like, pretend I'm a retard. So,
well, he's probably of age where I could pretend he's my son.
Right. But I'm just going to be like, whoa.
My big, stupid son.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of look like an idiot. So.
Yeah. No, I think that's a great idea.
Okay.
I'll be mom with his... do her special son.
Okay. All right. So you guys are going to kind of catch on the road to the south and then kind of walk your way in?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, there's a couple of people here and there. Then, like I said, there are trucks. And actually, when you step out or make your way near the clearing to the road, you can actually see a large banner that's hung over the main road, you know, just before the checkpoint. That's
put all your liquids in Ziploc bags.
It seems to be announcing the festival. Big bold black letters, and you actually kind of start to see some decorations a little bit further down the road into the village itself. All right, so you guys are going to approach the checkpoint, right?
Yep.
Yeah, as you approach, you do see, by your count, five, maybe six guards milling about. Some are inside a small guard tower, or guard, not tower, guard, you know, box. You see a couple of military trucks. And like I said earlier, they are seem to be checking papers of the people who are approaching and even some of the vehicles. Are you guys going to go stand in line or something like that?
Kind of
get away, check.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Right. Try and behave like everyone else.
Yep. Mix right in.
All right. As you approach, you actually see gas masks attached to the guards. Their webbing, their belts, things like that. They're not wearing them necessarily, but they're certainly carrying them. And all right, Ava, you're taking the lead on this. Eva, you're taking the lead on this.
Yes,
she is. Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
papers, please.
Oh, buongiorno. Here you go. I hand the papers and I kind of try to get Robert to hand me the papers so I can hand them to them.
What brings you to Pendino, fair lady?
Madam? My son and I are here for the festival.
Yeah, I just thought of something, but never mind.
Okay. We want to enjoy the festival in its last few days.
All right. The village is quite crowded. Do you have lodging?
Oh, we're hoping to meet up with some friends to stay at their house. If not, then we'll need to find some arrangements.
Okay. Well, the town is quite busy right now, but just take care.
And thank you, sir.
And your son's papers, please.
I pass them over.
Okay. And I forget if we stated it earlier, but your papers were set up that you were a village or two over.
Okay.
Yeah, you're visiting from
that works.
From close by. All right, you're waved through without much problem, and you approach the town, and you can actually kind of start to make out some of its contents a little bit better. You know, you saw the square earlier. There are mountains on either side. There's a small marina, a large Catholic church, restaurants, general stores, and the village itself is starting to come to life. And the festival goers are starting to engage in much merriment. People are having breakfast, and you see, again, the decorations are adorning. And you guys can't help but notice, but there are several, bills that are posted throughout the village that announce the performance of Carcassa, the play, and the bills seem to be especially paying a lot of attention to Paola De Luca, who seems to be the star of the entire performance.
And Paola De Luca.
Yeah. And and she is young and beautiful. She's perhaps among the most beautiful women that you have ever seen. Certainly star quality. Eva, where are you from?
Originally?
Yeah.
I'm from Switzerland. I'm from the... hang on, let me pull up my character sheet. The very, very bottom right hand of Switzerland, like right near the German and Italian border.
Okay, got it. So I put a picture in there. Otherwise, the name doesn't ring any bells with you guys, but she's clear.
Hang on, is there an undo? Undo. Got it. Thanks.
She is clearly the star, and it says it lists a number of dates, which appear to be the dates and times in which the play would be performed. And you see, there were 2 days in which it was going to be performed in Cresta. So today's the first, so it would have been 5 days ago. And then 2 days in Buona Pesca, and then 2 days in Pendio.
Okay.
And then the last performance in Pendio appears to be tonight at 5 p.m. Mm. So it does appear that tonight is the last night of the festival.
Alrighty.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Let's stop there for a moment. Hugh.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's been an eventful, 7-8 hours for you. Some of them you can remember.
The Italian side.
Some of them you can remember. Some of those hours you cannot. You remember your drop into Italy. You remember breaking your leg upon landing, you remember your capture by Italian soldiers who loaded you into a truck at the dead of night stripped you of all your gear and equipment, threw you in the back of the truck, which was quite painful, and drove you away. At some point, you lost consciousness, and were out for an unknown amount of time. And the next thing that happens to you is you start to wake up. And you find yourself in unfamiliar surroundings. You are perhaps in a bedroom. You are in quite a comfortable bed with quite exquisite sheets. And,
of course,
bedding.
I know who I am.
A very comfortable pillow. And you seem to be awaking in the early morning. In fact, you can hear the birds chirping. And the cool of morning is flowing in from what appears to be an open window within the room. From all intents and purposes, this appears to be some sort of residence, from the furnishings that you can tell. They're a little bit upscale. And give me a spot hidden roll.
Spot, grab my character sheet here. Sheet spot hidden, where are you? Sorry, it's the green die, right? The green.
Yeah, I think that'll work, yeah. That. You can see that, in fact, a window is open, but the window has bars on it, so you would not be able to escape without a lot of effort.
So the first thing I'm going to do is look down at my left leg and. Has it been treated? Do I have a cast on? Is it just sitting there?
Yeah, you see, it's been, it appears to be, yeah, definitely you're in pain, but you've been, your leg is in a splint, and it appears to have been treated, and, do you have any medical?
I have a first aid.
Yeah, give me a first aid roll. Medicine or first aid, whatever you like. Yep, I mean, you're in pain and you've been treated in some fashion. That's about it. But you definitely think that you would have some trouble getting around too easily. Right. You know, definitely don't want to put weight on it necessarily.
Are there crutches or a cane within sight?
There is not. There is not.
Well then.
And with that extreme roll, you can also tell that you're on the first floor. You're at floor level. In fact, you can actually see a little bit of the lake from that window. You're on the first floor, but perhaps you're at a certain elevation. It lets you see the lake, I don't know, let's say a quarter of a mile. Away, half a mile away, let's say.
Okay.
And as almost if on cue, you hear a quick knock, and the door opens, and a young woman in kind of servant's outfit. Opens the door and nods at you, and she's carrying a tray. And the tray appears to have some fruit juices, fresh fruit, and bread on it. Very good quality overall, fresh. You can perhaps just pick today in some cases. And she says something in Italian, buongiorno. That's about the extent of my Italian. you know enough that she says, "Good morning, sir. Hope you are feeling well." And she sets the tray down and begins to turn and walk away.
And I sort of say, "Wait," in Italian, my 15% of Italian. Mm-hmm. And I try and say, "Can you tell me where I am?" Because you never know.
Yes. And so she has turned to hear you. And as you start to speak, she's left the door open to the room. And you can actually see a soldier turn and look in to the room. And he sees you and you see him. An Italian soldier, perhaps posted outside your door.
Does he surrender to me?
He does not. He does not surrender to you.
Surprise.
And she reacts initially, you know, she's listening, but then she kind of picks up that the guard is looking and that you're looking, and she kind of nods and makes a hurried exit out of the room. And the door closes behind her.
Excellent.
Do you like to partake of the breakfast?
So hungry. Is there any fruit there that's like, you know, in its peel still?
Is there any sausage?
or some taint bacon. Go for some taint bacon right now.
I want food made from young boys.
No.
Are there oranges, or has it all been peeled? And
there's some blackberries and perhaps raspberries. There's a couple oranges. Sure, the oranges are they're sliced, but otherwise they're sliced in half. Yeah. But otherwise, they're just halves of full oranges.
I'm not going to trust any of this food. Okay. So
I'm going to let it sit.
Sit aside. So there is nothing. So there's a soldier at the door. Mm-hmm. I assume the door is closed again.
Yeah.
Open window with bars on it. No crutches. No cane or wheelchair or anything like that. No. Just looking around the room, is there anything else? Is there like are there drawers? Are there cabinets? Is there a bathroom?
Yeah, I mean there's an exquisite set of furniture, a very nice bureau and chest, a night table. There's no attached bathroom, but there's, you know, a water pitcher and cleaning towels and things like that.
At the bureau, is it like a writing desk, or is it, everyone wrote letters back then, I don't know.
Yeah, I was thinking more of a standing chest.
Yeah, yeah.
And as you're investigating, not too long after the servant has left, there's another knock on the door, and the door opens. And in walks a guard and what appears to be an Italian officer. Hmm. And in English, he says, "Good morning, my visitor. Glad to see you are awake. I'd like to invite you to join me upstairs for breakfast. I am Colonel Caprone."
Caprone. Well, Colonel, it's a very kind invite. I'm Private John Smith. Seem to be a little lost here. I don't know if I can make it up the stairs, so I'll have to decline your invite. Thank you, though.
Very and kind. He snaps his fingers, and in walks the servant girl again, and she has a cane at this point.
Ah, very good. Oh, thank you.
Ah, this you might find this helpful, Mr. Smith, Private Smith. It Carpone is, I don't know, appears to be in his 50s.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly an
officer. Did he use air quotes when he said private?
Yeah. Doesn't lying about your rank mean you can be shot?
No, actually showing up in civilian clothes means you can be shot. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah.
And I think for civilian? Hugh, not being in a tuxedo means you can be shot.
Pretty much. That's back at the club, though.
Yeah.
Am I in civilian clothes or am I in uniform right now?
You guys were all in civilian clothes. You were undercover.
Pretty much. So I'm pretty much fucked.
Yes, I believe we have much to discuss. And
I suppose we could discuss my name, rank, and serial number, sir. But please lead on. I'll follow you.
All right. You can see him there. There's his picture. And he leads you out of the room. The guard is with him. And as you make your way through. The room, through the residence, it appears you're in some sort of mansion. It's an exquisitely decorated, appears to be large. You limp your way through several, rooms that, you know, perhaps there's the sitting room and you see a library and you see a salon room and, perhaps a large dining room. It's all seems to be very, you know, you're quite at home here, except for the fact that your leg is broken and you're in Italy rather than, but this seems to be suited to, someone of your stature and class. And you actually turn a corner at one point as you're just about ready to head up a set of stone stairs, following the colonel. And you see out of the corner of your eye, a young woman with dark black hair, and she is beautiful. And you only have time to see her from a distance. She seems to be holding some documents. She's perhaps 20, 25 feet away. Your eyes meet momentarily or briefly, and then she looks down in a way as if she was working on something. But she was standing in a room of some kind, an informal room. You think you see another individual in there, perhaps a man in a suit, but you're kind of pushed along with the colonel and the guard up the stairs, and you limp your way up slowly up the stairs.
Excellent.
Upstairs, you are let out onto a balcony. And the balcony overlooks, and you remember this, some of this from the briefing, it overlooks the village of Pendio, overlooks Lake Bisbilio, and you are several dozen meters, you know, above lake level, and you suspect for all intents and purposes on the map you are kind of in this area.
Sure.
It's turning into a beautiful day. It's sunny. You can even from this distance start to hear the commotion and the merrymaking down from Pendio. The village is coming to life. And he goes, please, my guest, have a seat.
I said, can you show me on the map where I am again? I missed it. I think I'm okay, right there. Okay,
yeah, thanks. Kind of up on this hill.
There.
Yeah, ridge looking down. Yeah, and from there you can see into the river, or excuse me, the lake, and the village, and all that kind of stuff.
Excellent. So I sit down as well.
Thank you. And he waves his hand a little bit, and this time a male servant approaches, and he appears to have. Either a pot of coffee or tea or some hot beverage. And already set at the table is yet another round of fruits and breads. In this case, a couple of meats. Again, you know, perhaps prosciutto and other Italian meats that I can't remember. But all very, very, very nice, nicely put together. Perhaps,
very nice.
Perhaps some small fish. cured fish from the lake. And the colonel waves to the servant and motions him to fill his cup with what ends up being coffee. And he goes, my guest, would you like any coffee? It's the finest in the area.
Coffee, please. I'll have coffee, please.
Please. The servant pours for you and nods and steps away.
Excellent.
He goes, well, I can only hope you enjoy our hospitality despite the circumstances. This is not the way that I would like to normally meet our guests, but these are the days that we are in. But beyond the war itself, I'm dealing with quite a bit right now. As I'm sure you know, I'm dealing with this yellow strain, and I've been unable to find its source or stop it. But we have our theories, and I suspect that you know something about this.
Oh, I don't know about that, Colonel, but why don't you tell me what kind of colonel you are, sir?
And, yeah, I mean, you know enough about the military, and he's definitely an...
Oh, yeah, but I'm just trying to, like, sort of...
Oh, you're trying to snowblow?
I'm digging. I'm just kind of like, you know, you're not... You're clearly not a regular soldier, Colonel, like me.
I am overseeing the festival here, and the danger that has crept in from the other villages. We have our theories and about what is going on here, and we believe that you and your ally friends have something to do with it. And if you could just confirm that, we would have a lot better chance of being able to save these fine people.
Well, you've put me in a bit of an awkward situation, sir. I seem to be your prisoner, and yet you want me to help you. So I'm not really sure, you know, how that's going to work. Perhaps if you tell me a bit more about how you think I can help you, then, well, we can discuss. But I'm not really sure what you mean about yellow problem or yellow whatever you were saying.
The yellow strain?
The yellow strain, that's it. I've never seen anything like that.
Well, let's just say that the village of Pendio has been quite a popular place for Allied agents recently. We've come to run into quite a number of them. And it seems your commanders continue to send them our way. Let me tell you, it's only a matter of time before our medical science and doctors discover a cure for what's going on here. But in the meantime, we believe that you have pulled off some quite devious atrocities so far. And if pushed, Italy won't hesitate to use these types of weapons in the future.
Well, I can assure you, sir, that these aren't... weapons that His Majesty's government have created or used. I think you know that as well.
And why don't you give me a psychology roll?
Okay, where are we here? Psychology. Under the P. Under the S for psychology?
Sure.
Oh, right. What we're after.
Yeah. All right. Oh, that's unfortunate. Well, clearly,
words you never want your GM to say.
That and the new guy.
So, Private Smith, was it?
Mm-hmm.
Sure. Let's go with that. So, how do we find an Englishman such as yourself all the way out here in the middle of Italy?
I have a terrible sense of direction, sir. I thought this was France.
He kind of raises an eyebrow at you.
Trying to look my innocent best.
Yeah.
But I say, if you are having troubles with some kind of strange illness that you can't seem to solve and you think is man-made, are you absolutely sure of that you think it's man-made?
He kind of looks at you for a moment and says, "That is why we are doing this investigation. That is why we are fortunate that you have fallen into our comforts here."
Literally.
We have our strong suspicions that it isn't beneath the Allies in times of desperation to perhaps breach the Geneva Protocols.
You haven't followed them since the start of the war, sir. What are you talking about? Bloody eye ties.
All right. And so he goes, "Well, as a soldier, I am aware of the limitations of interrogation. But I'm sure that you will be glad to continue to enjoy this hospitality while we check out things that perhaps you'd be a little bit more inclined to help us with. I hope you realize the gravity of the situation and that your willingness to cooperate improves in the near future."
"Oh, I do realize it, sir, and I don't think you do, actually." I kind of leave it at that.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right.
And I drop the mic and I hobble
back to your prison.
That's right.
He swallows the last of his coffee. He stands up, gives you kind of a courteous, almost not a salute necessarily, you know, clicks his heels. Mm-hmm. He waves to his guard and the guard approaches and the colonel departs and he says, "Enjoy your breakfast," and walks away, perhaps a little bit upset. And the guard stays with you and
grazie.
Perhaps watches you finish.
Yeah.
All right, Robert. No, Andre, Harry.
Yes.
We left you. I think had left the guards to return to the village that you were following.
Correct.
Yeah.
And you kind of find yourselves back in the area that you were with Robert and Eva earlier. What would you like to do?
Probably follow their path. Well, we don't know the path they took, but I mean, logically, it makes sense to go through the busier checkpoint.
Right. I would think that we would see if we can observe a situation where there appears to be a decent amount of people,
mm-hmm.
Heading towards the checkpoint, and see if we can kind of join in with them and take advantage of the numbers. You know, assume the guards look bored. So,
yeah, and in fact, the activity has picked up. You know, it's probably getting close to 9 a.m. and you're able to not too. Without much difficulty, blend in with the foot and road traffic, and get through the checkpoint. They ask for paper, they check for papers, they ask you a couple questions, and you make your way without too much fanfare into the village itself.
Okay.
All right, so we've got two groups of investigators, agents within the village. Have you guys all traveled to Italy? Do you know what small European towns look like? You know, they got the square and the roofs and the winding roads and the winding streets. Pendio has all of that. And on top of that, it does have the festival atmosphere. Andre and Harry, you guys also see the same bills that I described earlier to the other group. So that it does appear that the play is scheduled for tonight. From here you do get a really good look at the villa or the mansion that was on the top of the hill, and definitely there is some military equipment, anti-air equipment that can clearly be seen from the village. Perhaps you walk by the large Roman Catholic church. There are festival goers who are in the cafes and the restaurants, or perhaps buying supplies at the stores. I mean, you're with your outfits and the activity. The streets are pretty getting close to overflowing with people. It's a little early, but it's starting to pick up quite heavily. Everybody who's in the village, give me an idea roll.
Andre's in the zone.
All right.
Oops. Wrong button, but whatever.
So many levels.
Yeah.
Go to the zero.
So all of you that passed, you're actually struck by the fact that you haven't really seen any guards in the village. In fact, after making it through the checkpoint, you haven't seen any guards at all.
And the guards are all wearing gas masks. Robert goes, uh-oh.
So while after we get through the Robert and I got through the checkpoint, kind of what I was hoping to do is, since we already got the information that we needed about the play, was one of the tasks. But the other task is I wanted to just walk around and look at the people and see if we could see sickness. Are there people coughing? Are there people that are, like, slumped on the side of the road because, they're weak and stuff? So do we see any sickness?
No, not at all. Not at all. Everyone seems like a big party, a big festival. No illnesses that you can observe from here. Everybody looks fine.
And the only guards we saw were at the checkpoint, and then that was it?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I guess you would have seen the same four that... So there were guards that went into the forest that Andre and Harry followed, and you saw them leave to go follow them. You saw a truck kind of go in between the checkpoints. You saw a different set of guards without gas masks that were kind of checking in the tent area. And there was the checkpoint that you went through. And then from a distance, you thought you saw guards at the other checkpoint to the north. So there's a number of sets of guards that you have seen, but none since you've entered the village.
And the truck was going back and forth, or back from one checkpoint to the other checkpoint.
Yeah, I mean,
Yeah,
I mean, it was. It seemed to be not necessarily a patrol, but just a vehicle, a military vehicle driving.
Yeah.
Back and forth.
If I kind of head back and kind of wander or watch the checkpoint, am I seeing them remove certain people as they're coming up? like stopping particular people and setting them to the side or removing them, and perhaps loading them on trucks.
I'm sorry. So where are you doing this from?
So I'm gonna head back kind of to the checkpoint so I could see the checkpoint. So we've already gone beyond it, right?
Yeah.
So I want to go back and kind of keep an eye on the checkpoint from, you know, the nice safe. Hey, we've already gone through view and just watch what they're doing and see if they're removing individuals and stuff like that.
Yeah. So you've actually returned to the checkpoint, and at this point, the checkpoint that you got through is a little different. It hasn't been too long. You're not quite sure if it was a change in guards or just the time or something, but you actually see a handful more guards. So there's actually quite about a dozen soldiers there at this point. They're wearing gas masks, and you also see what appear to be perhaps four members of a medical team. They have medical gear, medical garb on of some kind. You watch for a moment. You don't really. Let me take it back. There's probably eight of those 12 guards have gas masks.
And they're on. They're not just on their belts.
Yeah, they're actually wearing them at this point. Mm. There's another four guards who don't have gas masks. So it's still the 12, but eight have gas masks. Four do not. The four that do not continue to admit people or check people and kind of wave them through in trucks and vehicles. And then everyone else, the ones in gas masks and the medical team,
mm-hmm.
kind of seem to be off on their own, maybe 5-10 feet away, and are just milling about.
Interesting.
Mm. Robert's going to whisper to Eva, seems like we ought to try and find some gas masks.
Don't be a fool. If there's a sickness, you'd have it already.
Well, yeah, but how do you know it's a sickness and not a gas?
Come, child. So I have a question.
Sure.
How long have I been here?
Look, you don't want details. Let's see. Your mission started, let me get this timing right. Your mission started, your mission started maybe 4 or 5 days ago.
Okay. When was the first play 5 days ago?
Thereabouts.
And you said that the bill mentioned that she was playing in Buena Pesco a couple days ago?
Yeah, it was like 2 days in Cresta, 2 days in Buena Pesca, and then it was going to be 2 days in Pendio, and the second of those 2 days is tonight.
All right. I'm going to try talking to some of the locals and find out how long ago Buena Pesca has been silent.
All right, so you want to approach
one of the stands. Like I'll go up to like a place selling something, like some kind of fruit or something like that.
Okay. You can strike up a conversation.
Yeah.
All right. Why don't you why don't you give me you're gonna be friendly and warm and all that kind of stuff.
Just
a little chit chat. Why don't you give me?
I got charm.
Yeah. Oh, you do have charm. I like that better. Yeah. Why don't you give me a charm roll? Yeah. You approach a middle-aged woman who's running a fruit stand, and she's doing quite brisk business. handing out paper bags of fruit and to festival goers.
And I will attempt to wow her.
Nice.
Good morning, madam. How can I help you? Fresh fruit today. We have some of the finest in the village.
Oh, absolutely. My son and I are hungry. Thank you so much.
And is Robert with you? Or Robert, are you with her?
Yeah, I'll be like following along. And when she says hungry, I'll like, well, my eyes will light up.
So this is our first day at the festival, and it seems to be going rather well. But coming over the mountain from, insert hometown name here, I noticed Buenapesco's seems empty. Is anything going on that I should be concerned of?
Well, as you can imagine, in these times of war, the army's overreacting as usual. I don't really see the need for all the security, but there are rumors that something has happened in Pendio and Cresta. I don't understand why the soldiers are so frightened. Everything seems to be fine here. And if there was really danger, why haven't there been any cases here in Pendio?
How long ago did this happen? You said that the military is over-concerned. When did it occur? Has it been like this for a while, or just days?
It's been a couple days. I mean, they've been here for a period of time. They were certainly watching the festival or preparing for the festival, and I assume they've only intensified their involvement here, but I don't really see the need for all the security.
Well, interesting. Well, I'm glad I made it to Pendio in time to see the last performance of Paula De Luca.
She kind of gasps. She goes, did you just arrive? Haven't you heard?
No.
She's not performing tonight. She's canceled.
How come? I've traveled all this way.
Something about a radio broadcast. She's not going to perform the play in person. Her understudy is taking over, and she's performing the play via radio tonight.
Oh my!
Everyone is furious. The festival ends. They're furious. They're heartbroken. Oh Paula! Oh Paula! she is our shining star, and so many people are here to see her and her exquisite performance of this well-known play, and it makes no sense. For what other reason, other than to perform this play in the three villages, and at the last moment, she's canceled.
Unbelievable.
We feel we've lost our chance. If you haven't seen her, if you didn't see her last night, you probably have lost your chance.
Where did she play last night again?
Here in Pendio, down on the lakefront amphitheater.
Okay. Well, that's a shame. I'll still enjoy the play, but.
I mean, I guess it's not the same. But if you were set on seeing her, well, at least you can hear her. The play will be broadcast. And she kind of points up, and you see a number of loudspeakers on poles throughout different parts of the village. I certainly imagine. Because of her star power, most of Italy, or much of Italy, will be listening in as well.
Oh.
Here's your fruit.
Oh, thank you very much. And you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Enjoy the festival. What's left of it.
All right, I'll walk away and sort of grab Robert by the arm and pull him along with me. No, I'll pull him down to me. It's like, we can't... I'll fill him in on what's going on. It's like, we can't let this Paula go on the radio. I think there's something about the performance of this play that's causing this to occur. It seems in the villages that they've performed in are the villages that have been emptied out. We can't let this occur. They're going to play it over the radio, all of Italy.
And Robert does know some Italian, by the way, so he might have picked up some of it.
Oh, okay.
He'll not. He was like, "All right, well, we probably need to find where it's going to be broadcast from." Then,
yep.
And the four of you who are in the village, even separately. Go ahead and give me a listen roll.
Broadcast someplace high up.
Mm-hmm.
Where could it be?
Sense things coming together. Oh, me.
All right. Eva, you already know the story. Harry, obviously you guys are listening into our discussion right now, but you also pick up the disappointment in the village, although there's still much merriment and kiosks and booths and games and food and party. You have picked up in just your walk around town that, yeah, definitely, what's her fucking name? Paola. P-A-O-L-A. Paola is not performing. You know, it has announced that she's not performing tonight.
Can we, Robert's going to talk to Eva and say, if we pretended we were big Paola, whatever, groupies, do you think we could find out where she's staying? Or where the broadcast's going to be? If somebody in town might know that.
You asking me?
I'm asking Eva. Eva's ignoring me.
Oh, I thought you were asking.
You would have to do it, Eva, because you speak. My Italian not so good.
Okay, I'm gonna head back real quick to that lady that I was talking to, and just really quickly do like an interject. It's like, one last question. Where is the broadcast being performed? Is there any way that I might perhaps be able to meet her or see her?
Well, as you maybe know, they were actually going to make a movie of Carcassa after the festival ended, and so much of the film crew is staying up at the Rossi Villa. And she points up on the hill that I've called out a couple times.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
I don't know if you could get in, but enjoy your fruit. Tell your friends.
I will.
All right.
I will. They're up at the villa up there.
Well,
it's got a funny.
Maybe we can try and find Harry and Andre.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe we kind of head to the town square and see if we see him. What time is it now, Ty?
It's mid-morning, maybe 11 a.m.
Okay.
11 a.m.
Yeah, well, I don't know, Eva, if you have any other ideas, but I think find him, and we need to go case the place on the hill, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe rescue your favorite officer.
Yeah, it's like rank smell of like rotten leg meat coming from the
I don't know. I thought I saw a silhouette of an English gentleman in the window on that mansion up there.
That's right.
Rocking chair. Mother!
Or maybe he's in a wheelchair with a telescope.
Oh, there you go.
So, Andre, Harry, you guys are perhaps in another part of town.
Right.
think it was Harry kind of picked up on the vibe about the play tonight.
I think we would head towards the square. That was our designated rendezvous point.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, Andre's kind of letting Harry take lead here since he's got the language skills at this point. So okay. Andre's just kind of keep an eye out for anything unusual, mm-hmm. threats. If we were to start fighting a battle in the village square, like where would you want to be and that kind of stuff.
So. Like a military science role.
Yeah.
Yeah, you approach the square, and you know obviously this is the center of activity. And as I said, the square opens up into the lake, and so you know there are a number of cafes and diners, and there's a little fountain in the center of the square. A little bit further to the east, also on the lake, is what appears to be an open-air amphitheater. It probably seats several hundred people. Built into the side of the town, somehow perhaps retaining walls or something or keeping back the water of the lake. Very beautiful, natural seating in many cases, a nice stage with the kind of partial dome over it, perhaps a little bit worn, but that's perhaps where the play had been performed last night. And in the village, in the lake, a couple of hundred, a couple dozen feet into the lake, you see three statues. And they appear to be statues of the Roman muses. It's somewhere. I thought I had. These beautiful, partially clothed women. Yeah, not that one. Let's do this one.
Oh.
Okay. And they're in the water. They appear to be on some pedestals. The pedestals, the bases themselves are under the water. You would expect that the pedestals are probably tens of feet deep at that point. They're that far into the lake. But you can make out their shape and form, and they definitely appear to be Roman muses. I thought there was something in the briefing about the muses. You had, just as a reminder, you remember from your briefing with Captain Frost that Prime Minister Mussolini had recently restored the, quote, nine muses, several statues that stand over the water in the lake. And your gut tells you these are probably three of the nine.
Okay.
All right. Let's stop there. And we'll pick it up in a couple weeks.
Perfect.